farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go.
You can't take it with you, but you sure as hell leave it behind.
That farmer left a harvest, a home in 80 acres.
What matters is people.
Faith and love for growing things.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls. And I got a bunch of news I need to hit, too. All interspersed, but we're taking calls. I really have a hunger for calls. I'm doing a special show tomorrow, 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Mountain, 7 a.m. Pacific. It'll exclusively be at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live. And we're going to take calls for the first time out of the new studio. And we're going to take a lot of your calls. And it's going to be basically commercial-free. I mean, I think I'll go three, four hours, and maybe every hour I'll get up and get a cup of coffee or, you know, go to the bathroom or whatever, air a promo or something. But it's basically commercial-free, so look forward to that tomorrow, and you'll see it Real Alex Jones on X. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Idaho on Iran War and the so-called Golden Age. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Welcome. I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller, and I'm proud to say that I'm the 1% who buys the products, man.
Well, you're the reason we're on the air, brother. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Hey, Alex, I just want to say I'm pissed off, too. I voted for Trump 3 times, and all I got to say is no arrests, no indictments, and now an Epstein satanic pedo elite war distraction, and all I got from Bondi Locks is the NASDAQ report. I'm 55 years old, man, with a brain, and I'm not a cult member, and this is not the golden age economy, Alex. Well, what we all need?
Got the war growl going. I better not do what my doctor told me, or I'm going to lose my larynx. So I got this.
I know, man. I got you, Alex. I got you. I live in a camper with 2 kids and a wife and 2 dogs, and we barely survive, and there's many of us. This is not the golden age, Trump! Wake up! You're pissing in our faces! It's the economy, stupid! We love you, Alex. We love you, man.
You're the best, man. We always get your
products. That's my boy, Josh. Good thing I stocked up on X3, man. Been swabbing my nose with that since the COVID days. These new bioweapons they got, these colds we kept getting, keep getting that...
Nobody used to get colds in the summer now. Now the summer's worse. Listen, I used to get sick every 3-4 years, no big deal. Now I get sick 3 times a year, never took the COVID shots. All these people, they admit it's a nanotech, self-replicating garbage they put out. We have the files. Obama ordered it made, Chapel Hill. They just now get around to, it's man-made. The Chinese. No, Barack Obama, Fauci. And you're absolutely right. They have hit us with a soft kill weapon. And I'm not a guy that threatens people, but let me just tell you something. If I saw Fauci, you've seen me run, you know, some of the other people scream at him in airports, but they were the underlings. I don't know what I would do if I saw Fauci in person. In fact, I pray that I never see him because he's that son of that garbage that he killed so many people. He thinks it's so funny. But notice he never goes out in public now. He doesn't stick his ugly face out there anymore and try to convince us he's a good guy. So that's the good news. God bless you, brother. Hey, you're living in a trailer with your wife and 2 kids. You're a rich man, brother. You got your freedom. You got your soul. What matters is what you stand for, brother. But I hear you. That's why they want us poor. They can control us. All right. Thank you, sir, for your support. All right. John in California. Carlos in Canada. You're straight ahead. Stay with us. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks, you still got the big Panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is, and they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, when you understand geopolitics, we understand wargaming, we understand history, we understand the key choke points in the world, the Strait of Hormuz is even more important than the Panama Canal and the Suez Canal. It is arguably the number one most important strategic choke point in the world, where 27% of oil and gas in the whole world goes out daily. And in just the last week, it's now only been closed 4 days, but it was slowed about a week ago. You already see oil prices here up 11%, up about 20% in China, about 25% in India, sending shockwaves to the global economy. That is a massive inflation booster, drains people's income, and causes destabilization. I already covered a bunch of analysts saying that if the strait stays closed for a month, they'll think it'll be 30, 40%. If it goes 2 months, there'll be a total panic, and it causes a chain reaction. We're talking 100% increase in energy prices. Okay? So, I know from past war games and declassified reports from decades ago, which we know the classified ones now are just updated, that the U.S., even back in the time of Nixon, had a plan to deploy the Marines and or the 82nd Airborne into Iran. And you're like, well, wait a minute. When Nixon was there, it was the Shah. Oh, they were already planning it then. And then Jimmy Carter, once the mullahs took over and the CIA helped him, in the 80s, they had war games for this. And they had them in the 90s. And the 2000s, but in over 15 years, there's been no, I looked it up last night, no declassification about U.S. plans to retake and secure the Strait of Hormuz. Because you can't just try to dredge the ships out, because the Iranians are going to be shooting at you while you do that. And even if no one was shooting at you, it could take weeks to get it out there, or months. And they could just continue to send ships out that are remote control and blow them up. Or oil rigs they've got that are remote controlled. You know, those big oil drilling rigs you see out, and you know, go down to Galveston, or you know, go down to Port A, you know, and you'll see this big old giant oil drilling rig going on. You see it moving. There's not even tugboats on it. It's got its own engines, its own propellers. The Iranians got a whole bunch of those right there, and that's their plan, is to send those out and sink them. But all they had to do was shoot at a couple ships and sink one and put a couple more on fire with three ships, and the insurance company shut it down 4 days ago. Now, Trump says, I'll pay for the insurance. I'll pay for any problems. People are still not believing it. They're not moving. We have live interactive maps showing the Strait of Hormuz shut down right now. And you bake that in to the economy. That keeps happening for even a few months. It derails all of Trump's economic plans. You can't have interest rate cuts when that's just happening. Already covered with an economist last hour. So here's the big news. Army Airborne moves invite speculation of U.S. plots next steps in Iran. Cancellation of Army exercise fuels speculation about Mideast troop deployments. The elite 82nd Airborne Division, which specializes in ground combat and other fraught missions, is awaiting new orders after an unexpected change of plans. And what we're talking about is potentially, if they have to, probably actually be by amphibious landing with Marines and airborne by parachute. Pull up the Strait of Hormuz again into there to take control of that area so the Iranians cannot close the strait. That's the only way to stop it. Not break up the ships, not dredge the ships. No, as I said Saturday, I said the move will be to invade Iran, which you, again, see that peninsula sticking up right above that is Iran. Now, you see that island and you see all those bases? That's where the IRC's headquarters is. And all their underground bases and hidden artillery and missiles, they know that's where we're coming. And that's why it's a death trap. And I'm sure the airborne will defeat the Iranians. But 2 million of them died fighting us in the proxy war in the 80s against Iraq. And they are ready with all sorts of anti-personnel weapons, anti-tank weapons, anti-helicopter weapons, anti-aircraft weapons, close air support, anti-aircraft weapons. So the obvious move will be to fully close it. They already passed that 9 months ago in their parliament to close it. It's technically already closed, but if they physically move to close it, I don't see how we stop them sinking some ships. They can do it in minutes. But when that happens, boom, Trump goes in because he's got to secure the beach and those bases and those fortresses they've got so they can't rain artillery and missiles down on the ships and crews are going to try to clear the Strait of Hormuz. So we are on the edge of invading the most fortified area of Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, on their side. Meanwhile, in the northwest, as I predicted Saturday and Monday and Tuesday, the communist Muslim groups. There's like five or six of those. There's like two al-Qaeda groups. There's eight or nine main groups. They are officially launching an offensive into Iran right now, reported Fox News yesterday morning. So this is full war. And this is a big deal. So in my view, absolutely, them canceling regular 82nd Airborne drills. And they've talked to folks at the base, and that's the word. And that's what I already heard is they were getting ready to be deployed. And they've got the C-130s ready to ship them over there and have them ready to go into Iran. How would you like to be parachuting in at night over the IRC's headquarters? Boy, I sure hope they got those secret discombobulators ready. And for everybody that sees this as a form of entertainment, you're going to sit back, get your popcorn, you know, get your 12-pack of Miller Lite or whatever. All the real combat veterans I know don't think this is funny, even if they supported some of them. And I know my grandfathers were both in World War II and saw a lot of stuff, and they never thought it was funny. It was never a joke to them. My uncle was in all sorts of combat. He never wanted to talk about it, didn't think it was funny. He thought people that made jokes about war were sick. So you saw that sleeper cell guy kill those people in Austin last weekend. I predicted it that day. I said, I bet they hit Austin or Dallas or Houston in the next few days. It ain't funny. And that's why Eric Prince and Kane, the chairman, joint chief, told Trump, there's a lot more negatives to positives to this. How about you don't do this? We need Trump. Yeah, here's the body cam footage where the cop actually runs up, point blank range, kills the jihadi. These cops just deserve medals, massive promotions. That's exactly what we need. Thank God they haven't pussified all of them. Even though I'm surprised the DA doesn't indict him for killing a terrorist. We have a literal communist DA. He calls people in the meetings comrades. Yeah, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. They showed up within a minute of that guy shooting people. And you get a shot of him running out with a gun here. This is powerful footage. Here's some audio.
front two with two shots fired, one down. Kicks and West up. Light sweater, light camo pants.
And the guy, of course, is wearing his Property of Allah shirt. So, now there he is after they killed him. He's dying right there. And oh my God, I read all his posts. What a sack of garbage. That guy hated America so much. Came from a 97% Muslim country. Literally came here because he hates America. And under his main sweatshirt, he was wearing another Iranian flag shirt. Do we get more Muslims in America after all these wars or less? No, we got about 10, depending on the area, 20 times more of them. So he's now going to have a nice long dirt nap. And what do they do in Africa? You know, just 500 years ago, Islam had already been around for 900 years, but it hadn't taken over most Africa. Now it's taken over all Africa. They're like just Terminators, just murdering hundreds of thousands of years. Just dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Kill, 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 kill. We're liberal. Kill, kill, kill. Liberal, liberal, liberal. Some will say, well, great, let's go get them. Iran's not sponsoring those groups. Iran actually fights our militaries, and they're their own cult. No, Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, that all comes out of where? Saudi Arabia. All right, back to your calls. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. Thanks for holding, Carlos. You're on the air worldwide.
Thank you, Alex.
Welcome.
Just wanted to, there's so much to discuss, but specifically I want to talk about the donors have split MAGA into deciding whether they're America first or Israel first. And I think that's essentially a big problem, because by the time of November, the decision will have to be made whether President Trump continues on the line of Israel first or he goes on the line of America first. And in 6 months' time, from the month of June to November, the economy behaves like a supertanker. It's a second order of control system. So you cannot just go and say, well, with lower interest rates and by November it's going to be working, because as a matter of fact, lowering interest rates have shown that have no effect on the revenue from taxes. The Laffer curve, which is for which Arthur Laffer received the Nobel Prize, was about if you increase taxes, you eventually reach a point at which people don't pay anymore, and they try to evade it. So
yeah,
you,
and I mean, and Reagan cut taxes and doubled the money came in. We know that, and they attacked the IRGC, Iranian Islamic National Guard, and all that. I mean, what do you think about them? Clearly, that's the next move. Getting ready to try to invade Iran to, quote, secure the Strait of Hormuz. What do you think of that?
I think it's a terrible mistake. Why? I mean, why? I mean, if you ask the question, can Iran defeat the United States? The answer is no. Clearly not, any more than Ukraine could defeat Russia. It's not a question. The question is, why is the United States in Iran trying to destroy the people there when Iran has never done anything to the United States directly to justify a cause of belly? So, well, the answer is that donors in AIPAC decided, well, you know, we want to, elect the kind of people that will have war with Iran. So at this point, it's really not America going to war with Iran. It's really politicians that are selected and elected. And it's a problem that you have in America, which is very serious.
Well, that's right. And as bad as Dan Crenshaw was, I'm glad he got replaced. The guy's better on domestic stuff. He's a total Israeli operative. So they're using this also as a litmus test. And Israel brags about how they're doing it. So, I mean, just Israel is putting itself front and center running America. And people go, didn't you know that was always the case? No. No. They would have already done this a decade ago if they had full control. I think clearly now Israel is in control of the Trump White House to a great extent.
Yes, sir. And the problem is that the donors own much of the media and much of the publishing and much of the material that is needed for campaigning, so that the money goes right back to the donors after it's given to the candidates, if the candidates use that money to buy their advertising and so on for the campaigns. So you will come along and you want to get elected, and you don't have the donors that own these businesses, and what happens to you? You don't get elected. And this is a problem because you run against a candidate that has enormous amounts of money, and you cannot win any elections, and the elections just keep getting more expensive and more expensive.
Sure, you're a smart guy, Carl. He's been calling it for 20 years. How do you see this ending? Why do you think Trump did it? Is he turned evil, or is it a misstep? He's been manipulated. Is there a way to extricate out of this? What's your predictions?
He's a transactional president. He's not an established politician. He's not a diplomat. He is a transactional president. And he thinks silly, because it's really silly. He thought, for instance, in Ukraine, I'll give you an example. Okay, I'm going to offer Ukraine $500 billion against their rare earth materials, etc. And then I'm going to tell Russia I'm going to give $500 billion to Ukraine. And, you know, right away in 24 hours, I'm going to have peace. Well, it didn't work that way. It's a transaction that is not based on the reality of geopolitics. And he's done the same thing in Iran, and he's going to be doing it over and over because he's a transactional president. You cannot blame him. That's the way he is.
Well, I mean, you know, this is where we are, brother. I hear you. Anything else?
Well, yes, I want to wish you the best. At the end of the month, I understand you're going to be going to new studios. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a long story, but yeah, I mean, I'm doing a show out of the All Shows Network studios tomorrow, taking calls 9 a.m. for like 3-4 hours, but I'm going to make an announcement soon. I mean, God keeps pulling our bacon out every time it looks like we're being shut down, and so people don't take it serious anymore, so don't really talk about it, but the things have been put in motion where the receiver's not paying the bills for starting next month for all the basic internet, computers, the lights, you know, so the place shuts down next month. So so they're like unplugging us, which is smart. They're not going to send in armed men and say, get out of here without a court order. They know they're losing in court and stuff, but they have a state receiver and the Judge Gamble that ran the show trial that says they can do this, even though it's on appeal. And so they're just going to turn the lights out. And so that's where we are. So I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to John in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. Before I make a comment, I wanted to ask two questions, which you could feel free to answer if you'd like. One would be, who do you consider the number one person within this demonic global cabal of these child rapists and killers? Just curious about that, if you had a person in mind. If you can't say it for legal reasons, it's fine. But second question, are you familiar with John MacArthur? He passed recently. He has a church in Southern California called Grace Community. They have a very strong seminary there, and they teach proper theology and context of Scripture. I think it's important for moving forward with what's about to happen for people to understand things clearly. I think it'd be good maybe to have 30 minutes or so in your show of having someone on or interviews so people can, because there's a lot of these fake people, as you've mentioned many times. When it comes to Israel, here's my comment about Israel. You've covered a lot of this history over the years of like what's going on with the globalists, them taking over the world slowly and surely, it seems to be, and they have certainly caught some wind of all this, and they're looking to be in control of whatever happens after this reset. So I'm not some one of these people that's like a hardcore supporter of Israel. I have nothing against them as a Christian. I want to pray for everyone, and I look at the Muslims and the Jews or anyone in the world as our people that we minister to and pray for, but they're certainly wanting to control that region of the world. So this war seems to be more about the decoupling of the way the world used to work, as you've described well. And you know, Trump seems to be doing things kind of here in the Americas, kind of leading us towards the North American Union type thing. So it seems to be that eventually each continent will be ran like just three empires so to speak. And
which is exactly, you know, what the Bible says, three empires, 10 kings. What's the name of that church? I've heard that name before, and I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, and they have a seminary there, and they're really big on expository teaching. So we're all Christians. We all want to do the right thing, but there seems to be a weakness in our movement where people are confused about certain doctrinal beliefs, and I just think that it would add you're at the forefront of information. I think it would be amazing at this point in your career and everything you've gone through to kind of go into the next level of information. If we are in a spiritual war, and all the truth that you've explained so well about how the way the world works, when you add another a level of spiritual clarity and context to all that, it just takes our movement to another plateau. And I want to just say briefly, my thought would be if our leaders fail us, I hope Trump does the right thing. If he doesn't, there's so many variables on what can happen here. My thought would be this: we buy like millions of these sirens that you play on your show, these loud horns. We start a movement of letting Americans put these in their private yards all across the country. So we have 100 million people.
Yeah, instead of a call to prayer, we do a normal speaker and play an air raid siren. When people ask, why are you doing that? It's like flying an upside down flag because we're under emergency. Is that your idea?
100%. Like, it's like State of the Union address. They're just getting this hoorah right before they pull this kind of move with, you know, anything that goes on during an election, all of it. I mean, the Muslims are here doing their call of prayer. Christians are here kind of, we all know the truth, but we're not standing up and doing this. We need to drown out the fake media. We need to drown out the technocrats, and we make our voice heard in sequence from the East Coast to the West Coast several times a day in Christ alone. And it just shuts everyone up. All the lies, all the garbage, we exalt Christ. That clown, for example, wearing the shirt that says the Muslim guy in Austin, who I'm here for Allah or whatever. I mean, we have to step up the truth. All we have is the truth. We can't control these leaders.
Brother, I hear you. We got to jump to break. I could talk to you all day, but I can never get the rest of the callers if we don't do that. We're going to go to break and come back. You know, since you mentioned what's going on in the churches, I'm going to play you some Pastor Hagee clips when we come back. And again, I've been at Pastor Hagee's church when I was like, you know, 10 years old, you know, a couple times, because my uncle lived in San Antonio, my aunt, my cousins down there at the time, and they were friends with people in the church. Their kids would come over to the house and stuff. I met Hagee a few times, but let's just say they quit associating with him for a reason. And whatever, I'm not going to sit here and judge people, you know. But the point is that Hagee is 100% on the Israeli payroll. And he gets up there and he's like, Russia will soon be destroyed for launching the war of Gog Magog, as seen by Ezekiel. And this is the war now. It's happening here. Russia's not anti-Israel. The biggest group in Israel are Russian Jews. Putin like laughs about it. So it's just like, and by the way, it is not specific. We've heard since you know, the last 80 years since World War II that, you know, Gog, Magog, one of those is Russia, one's China. Okay, but like, it's just like, it's here. The time is now. We will soon destroy Russia because they're attacking Israel. They're not attacking Israel. Imagine Russians on TV watching this guy talk about destroying Russia. It's a freaking lunatic. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have Dodge for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS. methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you've heard about methylene blue. Well, we have the best. 7 years ago, my medical doctor told me, get on any USP-grade methylene blue. Just buy it online. So I did. Really didn't feel anything. My wife felt some energy. I knew it was good for my mitochondrial cells and the telomeres and things, but I kind of forgot to take it because the results weren't that dramatic. Then my main sponsor, Bigley, almost a year ago, said, try this. We have true USP medical grade out of Florida. This company actually makes it for the medical system, but they're letting us buy it and put it out. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. 15 minutes after I took it, I felt electricity through my hands and body, surging energy. It was actually kind of scary. Then it peaked in about an hour, and then no letdown. You can take this stuff and go to sleep. My workouts got better. My clarity, my focus, it's really been crazy. So, you know, the news and information we cover is super accurate. You know, the guests we have on have track records of being super accurate. I don't promote anything that isn't bona fide and real. So for all of you that have been on the fence out there, believe me, you're missing out if you don't go to thealexhomestore.com and get our Ultra Methylene Blue. It is simply insane. I've given it to almost every guest that's come in on the show. I forget sometimes. And every guest has had from dramatic to insanely incredible results while they're still on the air for an hour. So here's some excerpts of what they had to say about it. You took Methylene Blue about 30 minutes ago. Are you feeling it?
I think I am. I feel it in my head and neck, too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it. Unlimited power! Oh! Ah! Yeah!
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never gonna sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With Methylene Blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
You totally feel the difference. I use the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexhomestore.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexhomestore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. News.
Now today. Here's Pastor Hagee calling for Armageddon.
God bless you, Mr. President, for being a friend of Israel. God bless you for having the courage to do what others feared to do. God bless our fighting forces in the Middle East in the brilliant execution. God bless our forces in the Middle East in the brilliant execution of Operation Epic Fury. Today we will discover in Bible prophecy that God has an Operation Fury. He has planned for Iran and Russia in the near future. Stay tuned in the television audience. Let's read Psalms 122, 6 through 9. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls. Prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say peace be unto you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Can we pray together? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, As we gather in this house today, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the many Christians in Iran that will now be free to worship you in spirit and in truth. The Word of God commands us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for they shall prosper that love you. We thank you for the fabulous military victory over the enemies of Israel this week. The Bible says, "He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps." We thank you for our President Donald Trump, whose wise courage has crushed the enemies of Zion. Today we rejoice in the prophetic scriptures of Ezekiel revealing God's Operation Fury for the enemies of Israel in the near future. King David writes in the Psalms concerning Israel, "You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel." In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Now, there's a lot of Christian Zionists in the U.S., but in San Antonio, Hagee is the king daddy. And again, I'm no theologian. Actually, Jay Dyer is an expert on it and best-selling author. But you have a Daniel and Ezekiel foreshadowing, as Christ said. It's all foreshadowing of Revelation, the Battle of Armageddon, Gog and Magog. And just since the Cold War, they said that Gog and Magog were China and Russia. Russia's not anti-Israel. The majority of Jews there are Russian Jews. Putin makes that point. Russia's not about to attack Israel. But they are literally teaching at the Pentagon and to the military, it's come out, that U.S. troops were told Iran war is for Armageddon, return of Jesus. And they say, just like the Jews say, some of them, we're going to kill the red heifer for the temple, which they've already done one of them, to make the Messiah come and enrage the Muslims. We have this other top rabbi saying we should blow up the Dome of the Rock to piss off the Muslims. So we always hear about the third imam and the crazy Shiites, which they are crazy, and how they want to make the end of the world come. But these guys do too. Well, Jesus says over and over again, anybody that tells you that is of the devil. Anybody tells you the time or they know, that's not true. No man knows. I come like a thief in the night. So you're a bigger expert than I am on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I know in general, because I've heard you talk about it, in general, Christian Zionism, which is really only a couple hundred years old, coming out of all this, is just crazy. I mean, you read the whole Bible and the histories have matched up with the Romans and others. When God says Israel's doing right, he's blessing Israel. But when Israel's doing bad, he puts them into captivity and then tells people don't support them. So it's not about support whatever leaders over there. But in general, I don't want to kill the Jews. I don't want to blow up Jerusalem. And it's true with Abraham and what they said about the bastard son would be in enmity forever and in war. And the Muslims came out of that. So you see it as prophecy. It is real if you actually look at it correctly. But then when you – it's like the modern thing that there's a pre-tribulation. People get really mad at me about this, but a five-year-old could read Revelation. And it says, after the Antichrist is defeated at the end, and it says the archangel ties him up with a chain and all the rest of it, the dead in Christ are risen to go up and meet God. It says, a two-year-old could actually, if they could read, would understand that. Am I wrong here, Jay? So, but don't worry, you'll never face evil. Anytime there's bad, just it's the Antichrist coming, so just lay down and trust in Jesus, though God tells us to be the salt of the earth and to stand up against evil, though to trust in God. And it says the Antichrist wages war against the saints during the tribulation and overcomes them. Well, how could he be overcoming saints if they all got teleported up to by Scotty up to the bridge of the Enterprise? So Jay Dyer, you're going to be hosting the fourth hour with the incredible Stefan Molyneux, who's been off the radar for years, very hard to get on. So congratulations, that coming up. I'll be watching that. Respond to that rant just there.
Buy my new book, In Defense of Israel, The Blood Moon Pies, right? It looks like Hagee's had a little too many blood moon pies.
I remember him like 20 years ago. Jesus was a rebel who the Jews dealt with wisely.
Yeah, he wrote a book called Jesus In Defense of Israel, which is why Jesus was not really the planned Messiah, but it was like a plan B. This is dispensation.
Jesus is not the Messiah, but a devil the Jews dealt with wisely.
You can find that clip, by the way. It still exists on YouTube.
He didn't call me. He goes like, Jesus was a rebel they dealt with wisely. That's a quote.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, you know, dispensationalism, Christian Zionism, is not that old. It's a really recent movement, late 1800s out of the UK. This is John Nelson Darby. This is the Plymouth Brethren, and then their student, C.I. Schofield. Schofield was essentially a con man who was part of a club in the U.S. Run by Samuel Untermyer, one of the first early American Zionists. And the idea was to get the American Bible Belt people on board with the support for the Balfour Declaration and the coming nation state of Israel. So it played a huge role in changing American Protestant attitudes. And even nowadays, Catholics as well, they sort of jumped on board with a lot of this via Vatican II.
And then now finally it comes down to the final form. Jesus was actually not good.
Yeah. So
I'm Pastor Hagee. In the name of Jesus, destroy Iran.
Well, it, like you said, to get to that geopolitical side of it before the religious side of it, like it, geopolitically, this ramped up during the Cold War. The CIA utilized a lot of these evangelical, you know, megachurch pastors at the time.
Like to infiltrate Russia and everywhere, yeah.
Hal Lindsey, for example, put out his book, Late Great Planet Earth.
But they also used the missionaries, the Protestant missionaries.
Absolutely. This is why places like China and Russia, and I'm not pro-China, but they would ban U.S. evangelical missionaries because many of them were working for the CIA, working for intelligence. So that's their perspective. Also, as you pointed out, China isn't really an enemy of Israel. Israel has sold secrets to China for decades. This goes back to the 90s. They were busted for selling secrets to China.
You do not speak ill of Israel, you'll be struck down dead by lightning.
Well, the
spirit of the devil is within you.
Those promises.
When God sent Israel into bondage over and over again, God was committing anti-Semitism.
Well, that's exactly right. So let's say that for the sake of argument, you do want to argue that the nation state of Israel today, which is founded as a socialist exercise with the kibbutz and three socialist, Chaim Weizmann, Theodor Herzl, and Moses Hess, as the ideologues, none of whom actually believed in religious Judaism even. They were basically atheistic. Even if you want to say that was God's providence or God's plan, well, according to the covenant sanctions in Deuteronomy, you can't go back to the land until you've repented. So unless you think that socialism, atheism, and a big gay capital in Tel Aviv is repentance, it doesn't even make sense.
And that's what the New Jakarta super Orthodox
exactly.
say. They're like, hey, we
can't be there yet.
Yeah.
So you can't be there until the Messiah comes and there's repentance from their perspective. Now, if you're a Christian, then you believe that this was.
And by the way, a 5-year-old could read that in the Torah. It's true.
And in Galatians, if you're a Christian, you know, Paul says very clearly in Galatians 3 that the seed of Abraham, the capital S seed, in the Abrahamic promises, Genesis 12, 15, 17, 22, is the Messiah. It's Christ. It's not a separate promise to an atheist socialist nation state that was begun as a Rothschild project in the 1860s. And that's all on record in the Rothschild biography by Morton and in Moses Hess's book, Rome and Jerusalem. So they were buying the land from the Sultans in the 1860s.
And what was the reason for the Rothschild plan? I know the answer, but you have a more elaborate one.
Their plan was multifaceted. Originally, the Rothschilds just wanted to have a pilgrimage site for religious Jews to go visit. But then the politically minded Zionists like Chaim Weizmann and Theodor Herzl and Moses Hess, they had an idea of a more politically oriented project where they could make Jerusalem the future capital of a socialist superstructure throughout the world. That was their plan. The Rothschilds originally were not really into this. They didn't want it to be a political project. But after a while, they sort of warmed up to the idea. And then when the Rothschilds had a very a powerful influence within the British Empire, it became a British imperial project as an outpost for the Anglo-American establishment to have kind of a strategic location there in the Middle East. They divided up.
Yeah, so in fairness, everybody always says it's the Jews running it all when it's more complex. But now it is Israel because the Democrats and liberals have fallen apart that are trying to come into the vacuum
right. In
Trump. So that's why I just now said now I would say Israel is in control of our foreign policy because we would have already done this to Iran if they were in full control. They certainly had huge undue influence, but I'm only saying now do they really have charge of it. People go, oh, God, you just figured that out? Well, it just now totally clicked in my view. Obviously, we talked about their undue influence forever, but you agree that now they really are in charge?
Yeah, I think in the last several decades post-JFK, you know, for example, when Quigley was writing his books, he finished writing Treasure and Hope in the 1960s. And at that point, you know, AIPAC and these different lobbies didn't have as much power as they have now. After the JFK event, which we know from the JFK files, Israel did have a role or hand in that or had motivation in that because there was a backdoor between James Jesus Angleton and the Mossad. There was documents that came out about money being transferred to different Cuban assassins.
But that's just like the CIA used the Italian mafia, too.
Correct.
Yep. Doesn't mean that they were in charge of it.
Well, I'm not saying they were in charge. I'm saying...
No, I'm not saying you said that. It becomes this mindless debate about who's totally in charge. It's all one big blob.
There's a coordination of people in power. There's multiple motivations. There was a motivation that Israel had over the Dimona program that JFK was opposed to.
The nukes.
There's a CIA motivation that they were angry at some of JFK's policies. The mafia had a huge motivation because they JFK and RFK had banished Marcello, whatever his name is, the New Orleans mobster. They had banished him to Guam or whatever.
But when they made a deal with him to steal the election in Chicago. So
correct.
Big picture now, what do you make of this Iran situation? Strait of Hormuz closed. What Trump's done? Because on so many fronts, he's going sideways.
Well, it's a huge mistake. I think that, this is going to further divide the base. You know, people were already arguing a year ago between, Trump splitting the base on this topic, this contentious issue of going to further wars. Again, it's not going to be really consistent to say, I want to end the war in Ukraine, but I'm going to go fight this war for Israel against Iran. And again,
and we have his tweets saying, don't go into Iran. It's a horrible idea. It's the worst idea. And now it's like we work for Qatar if we think it's a bad idea.
Well, there was a tweet I shared from 2013. It was like, if you go with them, you're going to get World War III. These people are the worst. Absolutely terrible. You're
he said that, a year and a half ago on the campaign trail.
Right. I
am peace.
Yeah, exactly. And here we are. We unfortunately kind of expected this. I know that many people called this out. Fuentes said this. I said similar things. I didn't expect that there would be a whole lot of divergence between Netanyahu and what Trump wanted, unfortunately.
Do you agree with Fuentes? I don't agree with him on this, that let's take our ball and go home and not vote Republican. That'll show. I think the neocons want that. I think we go by each candidate and vote for the good candidate.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to vote Democrat, but, I didn't really vote at all until I voted for Trump. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm pro-Trump in the sense of 2016, and then I voted for Trump again when it was stolen.
Well, you won't have a chance to vote for him again. My point is
right.
The idea that we'll show the Republicans by not voting voting Democrat, right. I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I know you're talking about midterms, and, I wouldn't vote for Democrat. No, I don't think that sends a message.
Yeah, and I'm not mad at Nick. That's his point. He wants to, show them that he's not being pimped or whatever. But let me ask you about this. Should we even spend our time trying to get Trump to pull out of this, or is it too late?
I don't think it's going to be very effective, again, because this seems to be the key issue that you just can't challenge or go against, right? We know that Netanyahu back in the 1980s or 90s, the Likud had the plan. Well, early it was an Oded Yonan plan, the Greater Israel Project.
Clean break.
Then there was a clean break later on.
Project of American Century. He said 2 days ago, I've wanted this for 40 years.
Yeah, exactly. And again, that's funny because when I talked about this for the last couple of years, I was referring over and over and over to the Oded Yonan Greater Israel Project. Oh, that doesn't exist. It's not a thing. Oh, but now it is, right? So
yeah, the ADL has attacked me and others saying it doesn't exist. They have patches on their arms, the military. They admit it. And now you have... The Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Mike Huckabee, saying, yeah, they're going to take it all.
Oh, and again, he appeals to Genesis, but Genesis 12, 15, 17, 22, if you read Galatians 3 and 4, according to a supposed Christian minister, he should know that the promise was to those who have faith in Christ. Once Christ has come, those promises are fulfilled. So there's no longer a promise to an atheist socialist nation state to be set up by the Rothschilds. It's preposterous. But that's what they've duped the evangelicals into.
The Jews were carrying the covenant so that everybody else would be grafted on.
Exactly. And now that's in Christ. You can't go back to the Old Testament, to the Old Covenant, now that Christ has come. It would be Judaizing. That was the first heresy that the church dealt with in the book of Acts.
And by the way, you could just, as a political scientist, look at the world's makeup and who does well, who does bad. And even in Africa, Christian group does great, same tribe, other group falls apart. It's not going to work unless we become Christian, not even under a leader, but under Christ, not under some temporal leader like the Pope or whatever. Only in the political analysis would Christianity unify the world and stop all this. That's why the globalists are focused on attacking Christianity, because they already know it's the thing in front of their way.
Yeah, I was just on Timcast. We had a big debate with Tim Pool, and even Tim admitted that, he's not personally a Christian, but he thinks that Christian ethics seems to work the best. So even atheists, even agnostics admit that, like, the Christian ethos, the Christian ethic, even if you don't believe it, does
How do you read what
creates
Jesus,
great societies?
How do you read what Jesus says and not say that's a great way to live, and it works great?
Absolutely, yeah. The Ten Commandments, Christ gave the Ten Commandments. We believe so. That produces healthy, flourishing societies. Produces societies with commerce, free trade, et cetera. All those things are part and parcel with Western civilization. The ethos that we have as a product of the historic form of Christianity, which Christian Zionism and these various heresies, that are again very late, very recent. Ideas are literal geopolitical tools. That's what's so difficult to convey, I think, to a lot of the evangelical audience, is that these are actually geopolitical tools that are used. That's why you have Hagee saying that Russia and China together are Gog and Magog. If you read the Christian church fathers, they interpret that spiritually. It's the enemies of the church that are the Gog and Magog after the time of the temple being destroyed that persecute Christianity. The city in the book of Revelation is the church. Paul says in Galatians 4, the heavenly Jerusalem is the church. It's not a big block of cube that flies down and lands in Israel at the end of time. It's the church. The church is the kingdom. Jesus says this in Matthew 16. So those realities are fulfilled at the first advent. But evangelicalism and Christian Zionism pushes all that to the second advent, making the church ineffectual, and then they default to thinking that the atheist nation state of Israel is their church. It's not.
What do you make of, not just hating the Pentagon teaching, this is the beginning of Armageddon, and the Magog-Gog war comes now, and then so there's no Antichrist. We just skip right ahead, and then yeah. God blows up Israel's enemies. They're literally saying we're going to control God and force Jesus' return.
This is a perfect example of what I was saying earlier with in the Cold War. You can go into studying how the CIA utilized evangelical end times pastors to try to convince everybody in the West that Russia and China were the atheist superpowers. Now, they were atheist superpowers, but they were also funded by a lot of the corporate elites and banks in the West. So it was a false dialectic in my view. But this is a perfect restatement of that plan, of that strategy of manipulating Bible Belt people and good-hearted Americans who believe that the Pentagon is involved in some new crusade. It's not a crusade for Jesus. It's not a crusade for Christ. It's a project for Israel, obviously. Anybody who has any sense can see that.
But notice we were told, fight them over here instead of over there. We've gotten 10, 15, 20 times more Muslims in Europe, the U.S., Canada, you name it, since the invasion, except for 2001, than we had before. So if it's this crusade, how do you suddenly get all these Muslims? They go blow them up and then bring them here.
By design. Absolutely. Yeah. So again, it's a bigger project than just good guy versus bad guy. We're the new crusaders. We're Templars. It's none of that. It's a strategy to destroy the West, and you can deplete the West with these wars and then bring all of these Muslims into the West by design. This was what the Fabian Socialists said would bring down the West 100 years ago. They were way ahead of
it. And Israel newspapers now say the U.S. is declining. We as Israel will be the new center of the new world system. We will be the empire. They're literally bragging about this.
And they said, we don't need America anymore. If we lose America as our support base, we'll shift to India. We'll rely on Indian technology, Indian workers. India is a huge supporter of Israel, of Zionism, so we don't care if we lose America in the end. So they prepared, I think, for the possibility of America beginning to continue to have this divide amongst the MAGA base, to not support de facto anything that Israel wants. And again, you go back to 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, there was a lot less default support of Israel. You know, you had presidents that would, and even at times Trump has done not everything that Netanyahu seemingly wanted.
What changed so recently with Trump?
I don't know. That's a great question. I'm sure there's a lot of speculation and debate. I suspect that I know that the war was planned prior to Epstein stuff coming out, but I suspect that Epstein was the biggest story for, in my view, in the last 50 years, the Epstein stuff. You really think about it, it vindicates everything that we've said about espionage and geopolitics and the control of the West by these organized crime syndicates. So I would suggest that perhaps the timing also helps with putting all that Epstein stuff to rest.
Absolutely. And we always knew they'd bring out the old Jane Doe stuff that was turned out to be fake. Now they've just released yesterday creepy nicknames Trump allegedly used with Epstein revealed accuser. Now, I don't think the story came out was not true, but they're now the Justice Department's releasing the stuff they held back. Epstein files DOJ releases previously withheld FBI reports about sex abuse allegation against President Trump with an underage girl. And again, this is recycled, but why try to cover something up that came out in 2016 and later that was disproven? See,
well, they recycle these things obviously to go against the administration, because again, I've not seen yet any proof that, like you pointed out, that Trump himself did anything with anybody underage. If that exists, I haven't seen it, but I think, like you said, the main mistake here was to not do what the people wanted. So we've seen a series in the last few months of I think, big mistakes on the part of the Trump administration with not releasing this and then, you know, going to war seemingly as Israel wants.
What are you going to cover with Stefan Molyneux? That's a big guess.
Well, you know, Stefan underwent a lot of censorship, as you did. We were all sort of banned at the same time. I lost my website the same hour that you were banned from every platform, and that was right around the same time Stefan was banned from everything. So I want to talk to him about the censorship being brought back onto all the platforms, and then
we... Yeah, did he purposely follow it? Did he take a hiatus on purpose, or did he censor him so bad? He kind of went off the radar for years.
He did for a couple of years, as far as I know. He was just relegated to BitChute for a while, and then... you know, everybody kind of got their channels back this last year, except for you. Right. So, you know, the evil Lord Voldemort can't have his channel, but everybody else can have their channel back. But I'd like to get into that. We're going to talk about Iran. We're going to talk about his take on.
I'm still banned everywhere. But Rumble at the Alex Jones show and on X for Alex Jones. And when they shut us down, you know, we keep surviving. But it looks like the 15th of next month or so, because they're turning off the stuff. They're like, no, we're not, you know, they have a receiver in here. We have the Alex Jones Network, but I mean, this is here, folks. And I'm doing a show on the Alex Jones Network tomorrow at 9 a.m. for at least 3 hours, taking your phone calls. So be sure to join me there. You'll find it at Real Alex Jones on X or Rumble, the Alex Jones show, not at InfoWars. And we'll be announcing new sites, all that very, very soon. But look forward to you taking over next hour.
Absolutely, yeah.
We got a John Bowne report on Let It All Burn Down, Destroy the Pedophiles. The actual headline is Let the Pedo Establishment Burn. She'll have a five-minute break, and then you're going to get into the chair here, and you are going to host the show. Jay, how long are you in Austin?
Next few days. I'll be doing a Harrison show. I'll be doing a Kurt Metzger podcast.
What are you doing tomorrow at about 11?
Not sure.
Why? Well, if you want, you can be the first outside guest at the backup studio. I can do like 2-3 hours of calls. If you want to pop by, we got a podcast too. If you just come on live with me.
Okay. Yeah. I'll ask Daria. See what's going on.
You've done well, Lord Vader. people can find you at
jaysanalysis.com, YouTube, Jay Dyer, Twitter, Jay Dyer.
All right. I'm not funded by the Israelis or Qatar or the Easter Bunny. I am funded by you. And we have a big sale ends Monday. You can get ultramethylene blue for 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the March Mega Sale runs to the 17th, up to 40% off on Ultimate Berm, Life Force, CMOS, MK Ultra, Methylene Tincture, also NAD and more. These are amazing products. They really work. Wide a selection of Patriot apparel. You fund this operation. All our success is your success. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the answer in 1984. You are 1776. These are incredible products. The ultramethylene red, ultramethylene blue, they're all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And anybody buying anything should be a VIP. $30 a month, you instantly get $40 a month to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click of your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at theultrastore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones